Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for this time. I'm privileged to share with you what I've titled Victory Out of Defeat. Victory Out of Defeat. And our main text is from Joshua, the whole of Joshua chapter 8. And in that particular text, there are other, you can see the nature of the story can be found in this, in the book of Psalm 37, verse 23 to 25, which would be also a supporting text for our main text for today. And I want us to read the Psalm 37, verse 23 to 25 together, as it's been displayed on the PPT. Shall we read it together? The steps. And he died in his way. Amen. King David said, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young and am now old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread." Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. This is your day, Lord. The day for your glory. And you are the reason for today. We pray your hand, O God, over our gathering here. We ask of your Holy Spirit to come and speak to us. Speak to us the way we would hear you. Speak to us the way we would understand you. Speak to us, Lord, the way that we will see you, even in your word. We thank you, Lord, and bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of the children of God are ordered by the Lord. The steps of the children of Israel are ordered by the Lord. And the Lord delights in their ways. The Lord delights in their ways. Likewise, we who are believers today, who are children of God, the Bible says our steps are also ordered by the Lord. And the Lord God delights in our ways. This was the very state of the children of Israel after they've crossed over Jordan. They were being led by God. God was directing their steps as to which way to go, what to do, what not to do. They were allowing the leading of God in their life until they met the defeat that they had with Ai. Their ways before that time was that they were seeking the ways of the Lord. And so it was the delight of God. And can we find ourselves in this picture? So some time back the line, we were doing things that were pleasing the Lord. The heartbeat of the Lord is our heartbeat. Whatever God wants is what we will do. But along the way, we probably took a step that we did not seek the face of God. And as a result, had landed us in a defeat or in a mess that even now we are trying to see how best we can overcome. Can we see ourselves in that picture? The children of God were on the path, being led by God every step on the way. But it got to a time when they were to attack or to fight with that country, Ai, they went ahead without consulting God. They did not seek the face of God. And can that be said about us? that sometimes in our decision making, decision about job offer, decision about maybe our child's welfare, or maybe issues in the in our marriage homes, do we go ahead of God and think that He would approve it? Or we take time to seek His direction as to which way to go? I believe that supposing the people of Israel at that time, Joshua would have sought the face of God. And God, knowing so well that Achan had touched the accursed thing, He would have told Joshua, "Hey, my son, there is something wrong with my people. Get it sorted out first before you attack the enemy." I believe God would have exposed that to him, and they would have dealt with it before approaching Ai. But that was not done. And as a result, they encountered a defeat. Beloved, this was the state that the children of Israel found themselves. But even in that, like the text we read, the Lord is telling us this morning that He will still uphold us. He will still uphold His children. Even though we have fallen, even though we are defeated, even though things are not on track as we expect it to be, all hope is not lost. The word of the Lord to us in Psalm 37 verse 24 says, though he fall, though the children of Israel had fallen, though they have done something wrong and has brought a defeat in their life, the word of the Lord says that he shall not be utterly cast down. And likewise to you, that you shall not be utterly cast down. You shall not be utterly destroyed if only we will believe in him. You shall not be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. The Lord upholds his children with his hand. And therefore, even the past defeat is not a determining factor of their future, because God upholds them. And today, I'm here to encourage you from the text we are going to look at, that God is still talking to us today. That there are past mistakes, our past conditions, yet they are real, yet they are true. But if we will make amends and we would listen to his instruction that he gave to the children of Israel, and they overcame Ai at the second time, we would also rise above our defeat. We would also rise above every disappointment, everything that seems to be weighing us down. God would give us the way out of our situation, if only we will believe. For the sake of time, I will not be reading the main text, but I will be concentrating on only four verses in the whole of Joshua chapter 8. And the verses are the verse 1, verse 2, the verse 18, and the verse 26. And so I read from the New King James Version. "Now the Lord said to Joshua, 'Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. And you shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king. Only its spoil and its cattle you shall take as booty for yourself. Lay an ambush for the city behind it.'" The verse 18. "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'Stretch out the spear that is in your hand towards Ai, for I will give it into your hand.' And Joshua stretched out the spear that was in his hand towards the city. For Joshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the spear until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai." Child of God, this was the instruction that God gave to Joshua in rising above their defeat, in obtaining victory out of defeat, in turning our defeat into victory. Whatever situation that we might have found ourselves, whatever defeat of our past, whatever situation that even presently is weighing us down, that looks as if nothing is possible with you or nothing works out with you, if we will obey the instruction that God gave to Joshua in this particular test, I know for sure that the word of God is living and active. Just as it worked in their days, it would also work in our life. It will bring about the victory that we need. It will fulfill God's purpose in our life. And so the Lord God wants us to believe. And so how then do we turn our defeat into victory? How do we do that? God said to Moses, well, the first one, cast out fear. Cast out fear. He said, in the verse 1a, he said, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. And the essence or the meaning of that is that he wants us to cast out. Take off your eyes from fear. Take off your eyes from the past defeat. Take your attention from those issues that are now holding you in captivity, in bondage. Take off your eyes from those things. Cast out that fear. Yes, it's very easy to be frightened of the future if we live in fear of our past. The devil reminds us of our past failures, our past defeats, to make us afraid of the future. Every time he wants to capitalize on what we did wrong, so that he would hold us in bondage, that we would not think of liberating ourselves. Even though God has set us free. And so at this point, God wants them to remember that fact, that cast off that fear. Do not be dismayed. Our discouragement over the past and the fear of the future are the very two reactions that the devil uses as a weapon to keep us in defeat. He keeps us in failure. He keeps us in disappointment forever when we focus so much on our past failures. When we give our attention and our heart and our energy always brooding about the things we couldn't accomplish and why those things went wrong, forgetting that God has set us free and wants us to look with his eyes of faith. If we keep holding on to those pasts, it will be difficult to rise up above our failures. We all know that God did not give us the spirit of fear. Fear is of the devil. Faith is of God. And so 2 Corinthians 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. But of power and of love and of sound mind. Fear is not part of children of God. We are not to live in fear. The issues might be true. Yes, they are. But God has given us the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind to cast out that fear. Fear of the things that probably you know that is in your family line. It's been happening over every generation. It happens to them. But minus you, because you believe in the word of God that fear had no portion with you. You can rise above everything that holds you in bondage. If only you cast out fear as God commanded the children of Israel. Cast out fear. They are imaginations. They are things that holds us in bondage. And the Lord admonishes us to cast all those evil imaginations down. The Lord is admonishing us today through his word to rise above every defeat that we might have faced by casting out every fear. Do not be afraid, neither do be dismayed. For the Lord is telling us the same thing this morning so that we will rise above that situation. Our mistakes might be real. Everything about our lives, they are real. There's nothing we can do about that. But then here is the word of the Lord to you, that if you will believe, you will see his hand in your life. That cast off fear. Cast out fear and look at him in faith, and he would perform it in your life. Beloved, whatever situation and whatever work of the enemy that are intimidating us and are holding us in bondage. This morning, if we will trust the Lord, He will set us free. Like Isaiah 41 verse 10 and 11 says, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I would uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish," says God's word. And it's only happened to the people who do not fear. Because it said, do not fear, do not be dismayed. Do not fear, cast out fear. And these promises of God will be your portion. The people that were striving with the children of God at that moment, I were totally destroyed. They could not continue, they perished. Because when they cast out that fear, they had the strength of God in them and the will of God concerning them came to pass. Likewise, in our lives, if we will cast out fear of whatever is we are afraid of and look up to God's word, all these promises will become ours. Because it says, I am with you. I am with you. I am your God. I will help you. It's the words of God to us. He is saying by himself that I am with you. I am your God. I will help you if only we will cast out fear. If only we will lay fear aside and we'll look up to his word to us that I am, we will then inherit his word concerning our situation and our defeat shall be turned around unto victory. Beloved, the Lord is still talking to us today. The struggles we are going through, there's still good news for us. I am is with you. I am is your God. I am will help you. And by so doing, we'll turn our situations around. If only we will believe. The Bible says, blessed are those who believe. If you believe his word, you'll be blessed. And the Lord's word concerning your life will come to pass. So the Lord, as he's talking to us today, believe his word today, and the fear will be cast out, the fear of the past, and you will see with the eyes of faith. You will see if you cast out that fear, that is where you will see. But if you don't cast out that fear, you are still under the cloud of darkness, and you can't see as the Lord wants us to see. And that takes us to our next command that God gave to the children of Israel, that see with the eyes of faith. See with the eyes of faith. So the verse 1b says, see, I have given unto your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. See. Today, what are you seeing? What are you beholding in your situation that you are not happy about? Are you still beholding the frustrations, the denial, the disappointment, and all the things that surrounds you and holds you in bondage? Are they the things that you are beholding? The Lord is telling us to take our eyes off those things and see the victory that God has accomplished for us. He has given us victory on the cross. He has given us victory in every situation in life. If only we will see with the eyes of faith. If only we will see as Christ, behold. For he said, for I have seen Satan falling like lightning. With his disciples, he said to them, I have seen Satan falling like lightning. Satan had no more power over our lives. He had no more strength over our lives because he had fallen and he had totally been cast off. He has no more strength. If only we will see as the Lord sees. If only we will see as the Lord sees. In moment of defeat, whatever we see matters a lot. In moment of disappointment, in times that things are not going well with us, whatever we see, whatever we perceive in our mind, whatever we conceive in our heart, whatever we give our hearts to, really matters a lot. Because they turn out influencing our output. It turns out influencing everything that we get ourselves into. And so here we are to be mindful of whatever we give our hearts, our mind, whatever we see in moments of challenges. When God was asking, was commanding Joshua to see, at that moment, the people of Ai were still occupying the land. Their army were ready to attack anyone who comes to attack them. The place was not fallow. The people were still there. And yet God was saying, see, I have given you the king. I have given you the land. I have given you the people. I have given you the city. In that same situation where the people were occupying there. And so this calls us to have the eyes of God, to believe in God's word. Seeing is believing as the concept of the world. But in us, those who are in Christ, we believe to see. The world wants to see before they believe. But the word of God admonishes us that we have to believe before we see. And so here God is still reminding us of his word. That see. Believe it. Believe it that God had healed you. Believe it that God has turned that situation around as his word says, and it shall come to pass. That's the eyes of faith that he wanted. He told Joshua and his people that see it. The people were still there, but he said, see it that I have given it to you. The land is for you to occupy. The people have already destroyed them. See it in that perspective and go. Arise and go. Beloved, the eyes of faith is so important. In Hebrews 11 verse 3, the Spirit of the Lord says that, by faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. God spoke and everything came to life by faith, and we believe that. The things that are seen were not made out of the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. And we can find a typical case. When you read Romans 4 verse 17, God who gave life to the dead and caused things, those things which do not exist, as though they did. God who gave life to us. And the one who caused those things that were not as though they were and they came to be. Out of the unseen, out of the invisible, he made things visible. This is the God who is commanding us that see. He does not want anything different from us than for us to believe his word that he has done it. Because out of that he framed the world. Out of the unseen he spoke and they came to be. And the same word that he instructed Joshua here, that see. If we will see, there will be a performance. Like he told Jeremiah, then what do you see? And Jeremiah said, I see what? An almond tree. And said, yes, you have seen well. And therefore, I will hasten my word to perform it. If today we will also see well. If today we also see as the Lord wants us to see, if we would see from his perspective, I can assure you, he will hasten his word to fulfill it in our life. Because that's yes, his word to us this morning. Shall we not believe God for who he is and how powerful he is? We must believe him. We have to believe God. We are people of faith. And must walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. Christ, in John 19, 30, said, it is finished. On the cross, he said, it is finished. As what was finished, the people were standing there. It is finished. He meant what he said. It is finished. Our redemption is finished. Our slavery is finished. Our bondage is finished. Everything that the enemy by that time was holding us in captivity, Christ had set us free and is finished. See us his word. And that settles it. Whether we like it or not, he has done it. And all that is required of us is for us to believe it, that it will be done in our life. If we don't believe it, God has already done it. He had already turned our captivity into freedom. If only we will believe it, we will set ourselves free unto his glory. Beloved, today, if we lift up our eyes of faith and see the victory of the cross as the victory that we have, we will turn every defeat that is about our lives into victory. All we need is to see as the Lord God sees. For the just, the Bible says, shall live by faith. Romans 1 verse 17. Finally, we need to take action in absolute obedience. We need to take action because God commanded them to go, rise and go. Haven't been encouraged to cast out the fear, and you've done that, and you have your heart prepared. You are seen as God had said about you, his promises concerning you. You believe it, and you are now seen from that perspective. It required for you to move forward, to go. And so here the Bible says that Joshua was commanded by God in the verse 18 and the 26, which says, stretch out the spear that is in your hand towards I. For Joshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the spear. Action is needed, but not partial action. Obedience is needed, but not partial obedience. Absolute action, absolute obedience. Joshua could have stretched the spear for a while and drop it. He could have chose to do anything. But here, according to the text, Joshua stretched the spear and kept it up until the children of Ai were utterly destroyed. Absolute. And with that, it reminds us of the same symbolic kind of picture that was painted in Exodus chapter 17, verse 11 and 12. Where Moses also engaged in the same symbol. And so it, at that place it reads, says, and so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became weary. So they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hand. One on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. The hand of Moses was up whilst the army were in the valley fighting. And the Bible says that the hand kept high. As it kept high, victory was on the side of the children of Israel. As it drops low, they suffer defeat. So they have to support the hands. The same way you and I have to support the kingdom, had to triumph. What are the things in the house of God that we realize that they are suffering? And what are we doing to uphold it? Here is not any other thing that is required of us than to pray first. Get committed to prayer. Pray about that situation. What do you feel is dropping? What do you think that is not going well? We need to take action. Get committed into prayer about the leadership, about the preaching board, or whatever area that you feel things are not right. What you need to do is to hold it up in the Lord in prayer. And by so doing, the Lord's victory for his church shall be. We all are fighting for the victory of the kingdom of God. And that is only achieved when we align ourselves in God's will by fighting the good fight of faith, as the theme for the year is, fight the good fight of faith. Moses kept high, as he kept high, they kept winning. Beloved, obedience and persistence is very vital to our turning defeat into victory. Moses persisted and had victory. Likewise, Joshua persisted and also had victory over Ai. If we would also take God's word and persist in prayer and would not draw back, we would also be victorious unto his glory. I believe that sometimes the instructions that we receive, for example, this particular instruction might look very, very weird. Stretch the spear, and that's all, then victory will come. Your people will get on over them, and then they will override them. Sometimes the instructions are very difficult to believe. But as long as it's coming from the Lord, believe it. If it is the Lord that is instructing you, believe it. Because that is where your victory lies. It might look so difficult to believe that going round the walls of Jericho every day once, on the 7 days, seven times, and shout, brought down the walls of Jericho. How do you reconcile this? Maybe in the scientific mind, it's not possible. But God's word made it possible. So if you believe, as long as God is instructing you, that is where your victory lies. And so the Lord is admonishing us. An army soldier, Naaman, in 2 Kings 5, wanted a liberation from the kind of situation he was not happy about. And so he went to Israel to seek for help, and he was directed to Elisha. Elisha asked him, go and dip yourself seven times in River Jordan, and you'll be well. The least thing he expects from the man of God. But that was the instruction. He went, he did it, and that brought about his healing. The instructions of God sometimes might look very odd. The direction of God sometimes might not fall in line with what you are expecting. But that is the instruction of God. And if you are to follow it, that is where your victory will come. And so the Lord is admonishing us this morning to turn our victory, to turn our defeat into victory, we need to cast out fear. We need to see as the Lord sees. And we need to take action, absolute action, not partial. Believe God and his word, and you set your situation free. In conclusion, we have a good heritage, as in the Psalms that we read. We have great and mighty promises in the word of God. But for most a time, we miss out because of one thing or the other. And in this particular test, the very thing that we can find here is impatience. When we are impatient with God, we will miss out our blessing. In the book of Hebrews, it made mention, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11b, it talks about imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Inheriting the promise is true faith and patience. We need the element of patience in our lives to wait on God. And the typical case we can find here is Achan couldn't wait. He could not wait because in the text that we read, the verse 2 talks about, you take the spoil. So at this place, they are at liberty to take the spoil. If he had waited a little bit when they defeated Jericho, he would have enjoyed. So patience is something that is required in our walk. God might have promised us good and greater things, but if we are impatient, we are likely to miss out. And so Achan, who will not fear God, obey God's people, and will not care about his family, but went ahead of God to touch the accursed thing, as a result, brought destruction to him and his family. Do you want to be part? No. David said in Psalm 37, 25, that I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendant begging for bread. Do you want to be a righteous man? Then you must cast out fear. Cast out fear in your life. And see with the eyes of God. Commit yourself and your ways fully to the Lord. And you find out that all these promises are yours. And not just for you alone, but for your posterity. Your children would live and enjoy because of the fear of God that is upon your life. Achan couldn't stand it and lost it entirely. We are learning out of that to turn around our situation. Shall we come before the Lord in prayer? Our gracious and everlasting Father, we bless you for today. We bless you, Lord, for your word. For your word of life. Lord, thank you for speaking to us. That you are the one who has the power to turn every defeat, every state that we are not happy about into victory. This morning, at the beginning of the last quarter of the year, Lord, I commit your children before you. That whatever that they are not happy about in their life, and they are crying out to you that, Lord God, help. Your word says that you are with us. You are our God, and you would help us. Father, today, may you help us, Lord. Send us help, Lord. Send us your spirit to strengthen us. That, Lord, we will cast out fear. We will have the eyes of faith to behold, oh Lord, your promises. And Lord God will take action, waiting patiently that, Lord, in due time, you honor your word in our life. We thank you, Lord, and bless your holy name. May you be unto us, Lord, according to your word, according to your promises, in Christ our Lord's name. Amen.